Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So it is Monday, and actually everything is working the way it's supposed to be. So that means it's time for the weekly recap from The Truth About Guns with the editor-in-chief, and that is Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you, sir. Hope you're healthy.
I'm as healthy as I'm going to get, I guess. The pollen is what's messing with me.
I'm the same way. It's terrible. I'm sneezing and my nose runs, and I'm afraid to leave the house because I'll freak people out. They'll think I've got the Rona.
I went into a Walmart to buy some food the other day, and I let out one dry cough, and I looked up and it was, I was glad I was armed.
You'll get dirty looks if you sneeze or cough in public these days. And in the springtime, I get plenty of hay fever anyway, so this is a rough time for everybody.
Yeah. So let's talk about the rough time that Karen is happening. You wrote about that, I guess, today. Now, are we using the generic term of Karen as we're... Because Karen is always unhappy. They use it at Starbucks, the females that... I'm giving away a trade secret. The females that don't... they get mad at the kids at Starbucks are referred to as Karens.
Yeah, Karen has become a very popular meme these days.
Oh, okay,
and,
good.
And I ran across that cartoon on Twitter, and it just seemed like the perfect thing to...
I just stole that from you. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I just stole it and stick it on my social media. I just labeled it as karma.
Karma too. Karen discovers karma.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Yeah, exactly. No, that's the thing. I mean, as we talk to gun sellers around the country, it's obvious that a huge percentage of the surge in business are first-time gun buyers, people who had never before bought firearms, people who were either on the fence, weren't sure about it, didn't know if they really wanted a gun in the house with the kids around and that kind of thing, or people who are actively anti-gun. But in the current situation, under a national emergency, they said, you know what? I want the ability to defend myself and my family. So they went out and they bought guns, and they discovered, much to their horror, how hard it is to buy a gun in this world when you're not listening to the agitprop that's being spouted all the time by the anti-gun forces in this country. So for your listeners who haven't seen this cartoon, it's a woman who's standing there with two big shopping bags full of toilet paper yelling at a gun store clerk, and the clerk is saying, yeah, well, we'll call you when your transfer is approved. And she says, what? But I need it now. And he says, did you support gun control? She says, well, yeah. And he said, well, this is gun control.
That's why I stole it. It's just that good. Gosh, that's good.
Yeah, exactly. coincidentally, yesterday, the New Yorker ran a piece, I'm sure it was for all their Upper West Side readers to shake their heads and say tisk, 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 about a gun store out in Oregon, where a woman who they described as a liberal first-time gun buyer walked in and bought her first firearm, like a lot of people are doing these days. So we just wondered if having tens of thousands of new gun owners might make some of these people having them experience the process of owning a firearm and what the hoops they had to go through depending on their state to get one, whether that might make them think differently about the candidates they support and the laws they cheer for.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the tweet from Squeaky Watts there, and breaking, the Trump administration's attempt to give special treatment to gun stores won't make anyone safer, but will make the gun lobby richer. I know you know people in various gun rights organizations. How many gun companies actually give a lot of money to the gun rights organizations? I mean, that's pretty much a settled thing, isn't it? They don't, for the most part.
For the most part. I mean, a lot of them do have cooperative cooperative programs with the NRA. You know, they'll have a coupon inside their boxes for new guns. You can get an NRA membership for $25 instead of $35. So a lot of them do support the NRA for obvious reasons. I mean, if you're selling a product, you want to support the most powerful organization that defends your rights to own that product. There's a symbiotic relationship there. What's interesting is the next line in her screeching tweet. It's shameful that the administration deems gun dealers and manufacturers as essential healthcare workers, as essential as healthcare workers and first responders. First of all, they are essential. Not only do they provide guns for individual self defense, they also are producing guns and ammo and other equipment for the military and for police. And nowhere did anyone say these people are the gun stores are as essential as healthcare workers and first responders. They just said they are essential. She's trying to put words in the administration's mouth. And the DHS finding that gun stores and all that are critical infrastructure. That's all advisory. That had no legal weight at all. It didn't compel anybody to open gun stores. Although it's nice that as anti-gun a person as Governor Phil Murphy in New Jersey did a big about face today and decided to open up the stores for the poor beleaguered gun owners in the Garden State.
It makes, you know, one of the things about politicians that I've always understood about them, 99.9% of the time, they really like being politicians. So they'll do whatever they have to do to remain politicians, because it's pretty decent gig. I mean, if it wasn't such a big hassle, I'd try it myself. But I wonder how much of Murphy, I mean, Murphy wasn't president when Carol Bowen was murdered, was he?
I'm not sure of that.
I don't think he was. I don't think he was. I think it was still, and I don't remember that big dude's name. But whatever it is, the idea that there's so much red tape about getting a gun, and now more people, most people didn't know that. Most of the people that vote didn't know that. How much red tape there is in certain areas. And it's really interesting to me that the red tape areas with the most red tape also, in a lot of ways, have the most coronavirus cases that are popping up. And they're locking everything down there because it's just so rampant.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we're coming up on the first break. We'll let that one lay. Dan is the editor in chief at thetruthaboutguns.com. All the stuff that we're talking about today will be coming from the front page of thetruthaboutguns.com. I call it the weekly recap, but there's just not enough time on the show to recap everything that happens there in a week. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain.
Benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, I noticed that you noticed that a Philadelphia cop got out there and he thought it would be a smoking hot idea just to tell the criminals, listen, don't shoot people.
Yeah, there were a couple of shootings yesterday in one particular district in Philadelphia. I think they had four or five people shot. So he took to Twitter and expressed his wonder that criminals aren't smart enough to stay inside and socially distance themselves. So he asked them to please stay home. And I'm sure that'll work very well out for the people of Philadelphia. I'm sure the criminal element in the city of brotherly love will be only too happy to make sure that they stay home and cease their criminal activities.
See, this is the thing. This is the thing about now, would we characterize this cat as a gun grabber or?
Well, I don't know what his stance is on guns, pro or con. He's a Philly cop, is how he was identified.
Well, okay. Now, let me ask you this. Can you imagine Sheriff David Clark getting out there and doing that?
No, because I think he knows full well that this is about as effective as a no-gun sign or a gun-free zone sign. So, yeah, I don't think that – I don't know how many Philly crooks were read Twitter. I don't know how many Philly crooks would bother to comply with a request from a Philly cop. They stay home and stop robbing and burglarizing and assaulting people. So, yes, not likely. Just mostly a waste of breath.
Yeah. It just, that kind of, I don't know that I want to go so far and just say it's stupid. I don't know. I may have to just do that. I don't know.
I'm willing to
attribute his time.
I'm willing to attribute to frustration. The cop, he had two shootings in his district, probably had to clean up some bodies and all that, and he got frustrated and took to Twitter and said, please stay home, follow the directions of city, state, and federal officials. Stop the foolish violence. Again, are the people he's really talking to, are they on Twitter? Number two, are they likely to comply with anything he says? I doubt it.
I just don't know. It seems now, isn't Philadelphia a relatively aren't they sort of a sea of anti-gun sentiment in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's not a pro-gun part of the state by any means. While the state itself has pretty decent gun laws, Philadelphia has tried to enact more stringent restrictions. Even despite the state's preemption law, I recall something like that happening about a year or so ago.
Don't they refer to themselves as a first-class city?
I don't know that, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, that's when I saw that, the first thing I thought was, okay, here we go. That's some more of this stuff. Although that was a relatively short little ditty out there. I just saw that. I like this thing that John put out there, though, about being a goodwill ambassador. And we've only got about 3 minutes for this one, but I mean, one thing I've been doing in my neighborhood is I've been trying to pay a little more attention to who is elderly and who is not.
Yeah, exactly.
Just so I can mark in my own head if something happens and things go bad, where I may need to go and disperse some of those civil disobediences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a good strategy for gun owners period. Just know your neighbors, help them out when you can, especially some of the older folks that may not be able to get out and about, or may not be healthy for them to do so in times like this. There are ways to socially distance yourself from them, but still keep an eye out for them to help them maybe mow their lawn or something like that. And they know that you're a gun owner and you're there to help and all that. It's good for you. It's good for your neighborhood. And it's good for gun ownership in general.
I like that. I like that whole thing. The idea. Well, but you know what? I mean, that isn't really something that most gun owners would be asked to do now, is it?
That's what a lot of our commenters said, but it never hurts. You know, a lot of people, it's a strange time, obviously, and not everybody, people are thinking about what they need to do for their own families and all that, and just wanted to remind people that there are folks out there that maybe aren't as prepared and might be able to benefit from a little help from a friendly gun owner.
With a skill set that would come in
here. Right.
With a, you know, and I mean, but I mean, we've seen that before. We saw that with Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey, didn't we?
Sure. And it's always good to know your neighbors and have a good relationship with them. It benefits you in that what your neighbors know, you end up knowing. It's good in just in terms of knowing what's going on in the neighborhood, knowing if there's a problem. You know, if somebody else has had a break in, you might want to raise your attention level around your house, that type of thing. These things work. You're not only are you helping those people are going to end up helping you if in no other way than just through more intelligence and information when the time comes.
Well, the overwhelming thing that I think will come out of this is that those that have to rely. They're probably watching a lot of this stuff that's happening around the country, don't you think, and saying, well, lots of people sure are buying guns and all this other stuff. And at the same time, when you show up and you're there to help them, and they're like, oh, he's got a gun and he's a pretty nice fella.
Yeah, exactly.
The low-info voter gets educated, don't they, at that point?
Yeah, it's true. You know, we're not all gap-tooth hayseeds who are...
Listen, dude, speak for yourself, okay? Listen, we're coming up on the break, so you hang on if you would. TheTruthAboutGuns.com, that's where Dan's at. That's where all of these articles that just pop up there every day, 10, 15 a day. Breaking news, true breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says he spoke with former Vice President Joe Biden and had a great conversation.
I also spoke just a few minutes ago with former Vice President Biden, who called. We had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about. He gave me his point of view, and I fully understood that. We just had a very friendly conversation. Lasted probably 15 minutes. And it was really good. It was really good.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court blocked Democratic Governor Tony Evers' late executive order postponing in-person voting in the state, meaning the state's presidential primary is set for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. I am talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns, and this article I want to ask you about, this one is actually, I like it a lot simply because I've been doing it here, and it was a little concerning. I'm glad I'm looking at it now, but you're asking the question, or one of your staff writers asked the question, how are you spending your Sunday in quarantine?
Yeah. Yeah, we were interested because obviously people have a whole lot of time on their hands these days, and put up that that GIF of somebody loading a magazine. I would hope that after what we've got 2+ weeks of quarantine for a lot of people right now, there's lots of things you can do with your guns, short of taking them out and shooting them. Most people don't have backyard ranges, unfortunately, which right. I did, so they can't get any. Can't get any practice actually, you know, turning dollars into noise. So, but there's other thing. I mean, why would anybody have a dirty gun right now? Why would anybody have an unfilled magazine right now? If you're into reloading, as a lot of gun owners are, this is an excellent opportunity to post up, get yourself something to drink, and crank up the press. And start start turning out some ammunition. It sure is a much better way to get your hands on some ready cartridges than going to your local gun store these days, since everybody seems to be out of just about every popular caliber,
right,
short of maybe 22. So, yeah. So we were just interested in how our readers were spending the day, and got almost 200 comments, people answering that question.
I discovered some stuff as I've been going about all of this stuff. Like my main AR-15, which is an Arrow precision gun, has a 1-4 optic on it, and it has an illuminated reticle, except the battery's dead. So I discovered that because I started checking that, because normally I don't check it.
Right.
Now I'm thinking, all right, ammunition in there. Mm-hmm. I am good to go, but I'm not. I've done everything from I've got a couple of chest rigs, and I've got a couple of plate carriers, and I've made sure that everything in the plate carriers is good to go, and they all have trauma kits and ammunition in those, and vice versa with the chest rigs. And I redid my Antifa welcome wagon bag so that it's smaller. So I can carry that around with me, because I was a kid when Martin Luther King was assassinated. I remember the news of the civil unrest when I was a kid at home, but I never saw it. So in my lifetime, I've never seen big, violent civil unrest here in the United States. And I don't know exactly when that's going to occur, how it's going to occur, what's going to be the thing. I hope it's not over toilet paper or something, but... So I'm carrying that bag with me everywhere I go, whether it's up the street or, you know, across the county.
I've never seen it either. I remember my wife's father telling us of time in, I think it was a 68 following the King assassination in Chicago, South Chicago. He drove through some pretty rough areas to get home, and the place was on fire. Not within most of our memories was Rodney King in Los Angeles. That was 3 or 4 days of some awful violence. So it has happened within memory in this country. I hope it doesn't happen as a result of any of this. But that's one of the reasons you still see people lined up outside gun stores 2 weeks after a declaration of an emergency.
I wonder if Karen will be the one to kick it off.
You may do it just by being so annoying. I don't know. I'm hoping that's not it. I mean, if you've been to a grocery store or something like that, that all seems to be leveling out. I think people are satisfied that they can get pretty much what they need at the grocery store these days. I think it's still a few things like hand sanitizer and toilet paper probably still in pretty high demand, but I'm sure the supply chain is going to get those get the demand filled for that within a few days or something like that. But we're certainly under no threat of running out of food or anything else anytime soon. I was at my grocery store late last week, day after one day, and other than the toilet paper section and paper towel section, you wouldn't even know that there was an issue. Very well stocked.
Have you ever seen that video game, The Division?
I have not.
See, in The Division, they carry like a sling bag that has all of their stuff in it in case of something that happens, and of course it does happen, and then all the sleeper agents come out. And I've got one of those, I've got a line of bags of my own that are coming out, but they haven't been made yet. So I've taken a Vertex sling bag, and I've put a couple of N95 masks in it, a couple of pairs of latex gloves. It's got a trauma kit in it, and it's one of those where you can hide a gun into it. So that's what it – when I have the Antifa welcome wagon bag in the car, if I – you know, it's not something I'm going to walk around carrying with me. So I've got that with me as well. So I'm reevaluating everything I've got, and I'm repacking and unpacking and taking certain things out and putting certain things in. And the only reason I've got N95 masks is because one of my listeners, Mark Spruill, sent them to me. Thank you very much, sir. So you know.
No, it's a good time to do that.
I'm not hoarding, though. I only have three.
Yeah, this is the perfect time to do that. You've got time.
Yeah.
Both of us are home. We've got time on our hands. Start thinking about that. Do you keep an emergency kit in your car? If you don't, you can easily put one together right now, like you said. Couple of N95 masks, if you don't have that, maybe a bandana or something like that, some rubber gloves, even if it's a cheapie, put a small flashlight in there, put a spare folding blade or maybe even a fixed blade knife in there to carry around. If you don't have a tourniquet or quick clot or anything like that, that's fine. Keep a small amount of duct tape, some bandages, some gauze, some disinfectant.
Yeah.
Anything like that that you can use to treat a wound and keep yourself safe when you're on the road.
Most of my kids are based upon the two H's, hurting and healing.
Yeah.
So I try to cover those two things. None of mine would be considered get-home bags.
Right.
None of them, and I'm not out there. This is not a bug-out bag because I do not intend to bug out.
Yeah.
I'm bugging in. Anybody comes across this bow, well, there will be shots fired. So, one more time, we're gonna take a real quick break, and you can find stuff like this at thetruthaboutguns.com. You can find it when there isn't a pandemic going on, and you can find it when there is a pandemic going on, because they're always constantly updating. Truly breaking news available to you all the time. I know most people don't take that meaning, but I mean, I'm talking breaking news. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. So, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com, I've got a question to ask you that I wish I should really know the answer to this already. But I have to confess to you that I know absolutely nothing about the Firearm Policy Coalition. And I see that they're suing it. Now, I know the Firearms Coalition with the Knox Brothers and, you know, Second Amendment Foundation, Gun Owners of America, NRA. There's some that I know of as favorable organizations, and there's some that I know to, you know, which I'm not going to mention, but there's sort of there's a few out there that I kind of think are shysters. But I don't know anything about these guys. Tell me about these guys.
Yeah, they're based, I think they're based in California. They are, but they're virtual. They're all over the place, and they do a really good job suing people who make it their business to deny people's gun rights. And they've been really busy in the last few days doing exactly that. They filed suit against the L.A. County Sheriff and Governor Newsom, and I think they've now brought Mayor Garcetti, Los Angeles Mayor Garcetti, into the suit as well over shutting down gun sales in Los Angeles County. And they put out the word around the country that they want to they're happy to get involved legally wherever your gun rights are being trampled right now. And you probably have heard of some. One of their attorneys writes for us once a week. Does a kind of a recap post. Matt LaRozier, you may be familiar with Adam Kraut, who has run for NRA board and is now one of their distinguished attorneys. I think the FPC is run by Brandon Combs. I think he's based in California. And yeah, no, they're they. they do a really good job, and they fight the good fight for gun rights in this country.
Let me ask you a question, and I wonder about this sometimes, but I know that we have to watch politicians all the time. Just as I also know that most politicians will spend their entire career without ever passing a bill, right? And I know that in the House, most of the time, if it's going to be a leftist trope that they're going to run it on, that they're going to probably run it and pass it. But I mean, here lately, we've been seeing them trying to do all these things where they're laundry lists, which they haven't managed to get through. Now they're trying to get them all through under the guise of, I guess, COVID-19-8 or whatever you want to call it. And Hank Johnson, the Guam capsizing guy, with a funny tuft of hair underneath his chin that really doesn't count as a beard, it's just like a line, who is probably one of the most laughable guys out there. I would hate to be on his staff. I really would. But he's got something out there right now that has, I think, 18 co-sponsors, which I don't remember which site I went to, but it has like a 6% chance of passing and becoming law. Should we spend a whole lot of time on these things and make that a big rallying cry when we've got these real things that are happening where they're closing down gun stores and everything and denying citizens their rights? Because I've been getting a lot of communiques about, we must stop 5717. That's going nowhere. Why? How do you stop something that's not moving?
Yeah, we keep our eye on these things, too, and we write about them occasionally, especially when they're as egregious as H.R. 5717 is. But practically speaking, this bill has an infinitesimal chance of becoming law. That's the good news. It would never get anywhere in the Senate, let alone near a majority. Somehow if it did, I gotta believe that, President Trump would veto it. It's a horrible bill. It would establish a national gun registry. It would limit you to, I think it was one gun a month. It would ban, so-called large capacity magazines, of course. I think it would ban all semi-automatic, firearms. Of course, it would, outlaw those horrible, assault weapons, quote unquote, that everybody on that side of the aisle hates so much. Hank Johnson's probably worried about too much rain tipping over the eastern seaboard or something like that these days. So I don't worry too much about anything he does. He is a buffoon. He somehow got his act together enough to have his staff and probably the staff of a few like-minded congressmen type this thing up and get it introduced anyway. But no, it's not going to go anywhere.
So when we get something like this, is this one of these things that because I see people get really excited about stuff like this, and I mean excited to the point of being distracted. And, I mean, Trump, this is what Trump uses against the left. He'll get them out there and say, you're a horrible person and a bad, this is why CNN gets no, and, you know, you lady, you're a bad, and then they go crazy. And in the meantime, he leans over to Cocaine Mitch and goes, confirm that, Judge, confirm that, Judge, confirm that, Judge.
Yeah, exactly.
So, now, I got no problem with misdirection when it's employed that way or somebody's trying to employ it that way, but, I mean, the left doesn't really do too much under any sort of subterfuge that I can see. They, as a matter of fact, they've been quite brazen about unmasking themselves in the era of the election of Trump. And if they are hiding anything, it can't be any worse than what they're telling. And I think they have burnt the. I think they'd burn a fuse both ways. I mean, they've got one coming in the back and one coming in the front. Something's bound to detonate to them. But it just bothers me when we get out there and we're like, "Well, 5717, we better divert everything we can divert all power to the shield, Scotty." You know, I just don't. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes that
bothers
me.
I think people on our side get too worked up over this stuff when they ought to know better that a lot of this is done for election. obviously that was a once in a generation type thing last week with the coronavirus quote unquote stimulus bill or relief bill when the speaker tried to hang all sorts of other totally unrelated
nonsense
programs on it and get that stuck on there with the hopes that people will vote on it because there's a lot of things that needed to happen in terms of getting people some money to live on for the next couple of months. But she lost that bet, and I think she came out of it looking pretty badly. But every once in a while, those things pass. You know, something like a normal continuing resolution, you know, the annual budget bill, you know, where they pass one huge, giant, omnibus bill to keep the government running once a year instead of doing the individual budgets for each department they're supposed to do. They do the one big one, and there's all kinds of pet programs and pork stuck on that, like a big Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And that's where you can get some dangerous things that fly under the radar occasionally. But I wouldn't worry too much about H.R. 5717.
Yeah, I mean, if it did get really dangerous and everything, you just do a breaking news on it. We come alive then. Before we run out of time, Dan is at thetruthaboutguns.com, where he is the editor-in-chief. He organizes a group of writers that are they cover the entire width of the spectrum as it is in the gun culture as it is today. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me. Stay well.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, I haven't spoken to him in a week, so I'm in withdrawal. We're going to talk to Dean Weingarten when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.